It was lovely to be home for 5 straight days this week, to feel a real full life. Maybe this could be a sign of what's possible. It's my unconventional life. Positive. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness, and this is My Unconventional Life. It's a podcast, it's a journal, and in a way, it's an examination of what happened when I tried to love and be a parent outside of society's norms. But most of all, hopefully, it's an honest, unapologetic, and insightful journey into my genuine desire to be my most authentic, peaceful, and positive self in the world. Sponsored by no one. Every week, I detail my own journey as a parenting partner, a lover, and a friend. And occasionally discuss my untraditional views and aspirations with other people too. Ultimately though, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in the world today? Well, it'll be a short one this week. Apologies, I'm heading back on the road as I record this. Time ticking away to get ready and see Amelia one more time before I have to leave for the airport and winter travel to the Midwest. Cue a quick cut to me in a U-Haul truck with a band of trumpet players. That's a reference to Home Alone. And a very poor one. I saw my therapist this week when I was back in town, and she suggested that Ari and I should try to work with a child or family therapist specifically to try to redefine what our parenting relationship is going to look like now that so much of the original agreement has gone out the window. How to coexist and raise Amelia in the best way possible while still independently. She said that when the original agreement went out the window, so did everything else in it. You can't just cherry pick the bits that you want to keep. So, we just need to figure out, given the negative and potentially harmful emotions that Ari and I still harbour for each other, how to best interact and function as parenting partners. Sounds like a plan, eh? There still seems to be glimmers of hope in the dating world, and some red herrings. Ha! That was good, because I think I'm being catfished. See what I did there? Well, definitely by one person, maybe two. Well, maybe I'm looking a gift horse in the mouth, as the saying goes. But my spidey senses tell me otherwise. Of course, I don't have spidey senses, and typically, historically, I've been terrible about reading people's intentions. But be that as it may, over the last few months, I've been getting overtly sexual messages and pictures from someone purporting to be a tanned, hot, blonde woman in her late 20s. Now, you can make an argument that having a job with somewhat of a visibility might add to the possibility that it's legit, but I don't know. Whoever it is consistently sends me semi-naked pictures of this hot girl and then asks me to return the favour. Now, of course, I'm not going to do that. It does boggle my mind how people somehow seem to get pulled into these online dalliances with someone that they've never actually met. But it's a fun puzzle to try to figure out. They texted me this week saying, "Have you ever had a threesome?" I replied, "I can barely remember having a twosome." Can't put a price on comedy. So I got to spend more time with Amelia once the shows were over this week, which was just wonderful. She's becoming more inquisitive and interactive, becoming this beautiful little human being. And I had an epiphany this week when it struck me just how much I love her. I found that love intensifies the love that I have for other people. And that love is not finite. And that just like other emotions in terms of neuroplasticity in the brain, the more you experience love, the more your brain becomes hardwired to experience it more. It's a positive feedback loop. Now I will give you, time and resources aren't, but love, in all its outward forms that ultimately come back to the same altruistic kindness and connection, it's infinite, baby. Being away from Amelia last week, though, was tough. And moving forward, there are going to be some more times like that, unfortunately. But it did occur to me this week that at this age, she really doesn't need me as much as she needs her mum. She's developing a separation anxiety from her. And when she hasn't seen her for a few hours, her face literally lights up with pure, unadulterated joy. And aside from any of the deep-seated resentments that I may still feel towards Eri for how things have worked out over the last year in terms of our original agreement, she is doing an amazing job as Amelia's mum. Aside from just the day-to-day care, it's the research that she's done to have a non-hospital birth with midwives, to only breastfeed, to limit vaccinations, to do baby-led weaning and infant potty training. She is just an amazing mother. And for that, I got very lucky. So there you go. Bit of a fucking positive mental attitude if ever I heard one. Don't worry, it's sure not to last. And I'll see you next week. Well, that's another week gone. And everyone, a blessing. Every day, every moment. So, I appreciate you spending any of yours listening to this. Drop me a line to myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions, and hopefully a little joy too. But either way, until then, wherever you are, and whoever you are with, be kind to yourself and to others. It's perhaps the simplest way to make this world a better place.